It's time to get empowered and realize your true beauty with tips, breakthroughs, and secrets of the industry. And now, here's your host, your personal beauty guru, David Pollack, and health expert, Lisa Davis.
Summertime can be a lot of fun, but I tell you, it can wreak a lot of havoc on your skin and hair, right, David? By the way, you're listening to Just Ask David. I'm Lisa Davis, health expert with David, the guy in the know, the go-to guru. Love him. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, so my daughter got out of school. She's 13, and she's been bugging us for a pool. Now, I'm sure people out there can relate to their kids bugging them for things. But we're not getting a pool. We have a pond less than a mile from our house that is beautiful. Okay, so forget the pool. But I finally broke down. I bought one of these pools that you can fit a few people in it to splash around, but it's not really for swimming. Then I discovered that you have to get chlorine. I hate chlorine because it kills your hair, right, David? I mean, it really strips it and not good. So I know that you know about this little trick I'm about to share because I shared it earlier.
We live in Florida, right? And so we're okay. Used to the pools. The lake, I'm not used to at all. And so
yes.
Before you share the secret, talk to me about swimming
sure.
in a lake. To me, honestly, I probably have
fantastic.
Only done it twice in my life. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's wonderful.
Like, why
water
is it different
is clear.
Than the ocean?
Well,
it's clear.
Okay.
I only swam in murky water. So, okay, what do you mean it's clear?
No. See, that's why. Well, you know what? I have to say, it's not chlorine, but they do treat it with something. I don't know exactly what, but they treat it with something to keep it clear, to keep it from being murky, to keep the algae from growing. And it feels amazing. You get out, no chlorine smell, no, salt. It's just wonderful, and it makes you feel like you went camping, if you like camping. I mean, but what's nice for me is it's a mile from my house. It's surrounded by trees and woods. There's a sandy beach, but then I just go home to my comfortable house and take a shower. But you come out not feeling, like you're stripping your hair and your skin like chlorine does.
Although,
even in the pond, I'll wear a swim cap because what I like to do is I like to wet my hair first, put a deep conditioner in my hair, put on a swim cap. And then when I'm swimming, my head gets warm and I'm actually doing this great deep conditioning. And then when I take off the swim cap, if I am swimming in chlorine, I don't smell or feel or there's no, it just doesn't seep in.
Okay. Well,
first
amazing. Of all, let me ask you a question. Do they put chlorine in the lake?
No. But this
okay,
is for
okay,
if I
so
go
you're
to
thinking
a regular
about for pools.
Pool.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
So what are the
yes.
some of the challenges? When I think of lakes, I wasn't brought up by it. I was brought up by the ocean.
Oh.
And so while you may think
sure.
of jellyfish and sharks, I start thinking of snakes and alligators and whatever else in lakes. I've always swam
well,
in murky lakes. What's hidden
there
underneath?
There are snapping turtles. Snapping turtles. But the thing is...
yeah, but do they really hurt or is it just like a little tickle?
Oh, God, no. If you get bit by a snapping turtle, it's going to hurt like heck. But the thing is, there's so many kids and people swimming around in the lake that they stay away. But once in a while, like you can rent a paddleboard. If you go out, you'll see some snapping turtles and then you want to turn around and head on back to shore.
Or maybe not.
Yeah,
I'm not going to see them. I'll stay with
now,
the ocean.
This is actually, okay, so I called it a lake, but it's technically a pond, but it's really big. Like, it looks more like a lake.
What's the difference?
That's something I don't know, but I just looked up this article, safe pond water for swimming, pay attention to water conditions and use common sense. So basically, you just want to make sure, again, that it doesn't have a lot of bacteria, that the water's not stagnant, that it doesn't have algae, that it's not murky.
Okay.
And this one, it's clear. You can see the fish. Now, the fish do come up to you and they nibble on your leg and it kind of makes you jump. It doesn't hurt, but it's like, ooh, what's going on? And they love me, just like mosquitoes. I don't know what it is.
Okay, I'm going to swim in my cement pond. I think the Beverly
Hillbillies. That sounds
good. My cement pond.
Yes.
Anyway, or the ocean.
Oh, my
gosh.
The
challenge with swimming in the pond, or if you are somewhere where they put in chlorine, as you mentioned, it's the copper,
yeah.
whether it's from the old copper pipes or the copper that's in the water, that's what actually will cause the green in people with blonde hair. It actually will change.
Yeah.
You ever see the green growing, a little streak of
yep.
green hair? Okay. So what you're suggesting.
Oh, I remember that from a big time, like blonde girls, like white
yes.
blonde hair. Totally green.
Well, if you swim too much, of course. Yep. And then they have chlorine-free pools. But reality, most people don't realize, is they use a salt and they zap it, and they actually cause a reaction, and it forms a version of chlorine. And so you still have those issues. Not as bad, but you can. And so the key is, before you jump in the pool, is take, you know, the showers they have by a pool, or even before you go to the ocean or the lake, take one of those showers and rinse off. Because once the hair is wet, it's saturated and absorbed the moisture from the shower. And in turn, it's not going to be able to absorb the copper metals or anything that's going to cause the green or irritate the hair. Your idea of putting a conditioner in your hair is perfect. Just put a little bit of conditioner throughout. You came up with a great idea for deep treating and putting on one of those hats or caps.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, you know, and you don't have to have, see me think of the 70s. When I was talking about the 70s earlier, my mother had those bathing caps with the huge flowers on them. Do you remember those back in the day? You don't need that. Just a simple, you know, sleek swim cap will do. And it doesn't have to even be a deep conditioner, just a conditioner. Now, David, what about your skin? Because so I got this pool. I'm going back to that. This little pool I've been, you know, splashing around with my daughter in. And I don't like it because I don't like chlorine. And immediately my skin gets so dried out. I'm very sensitive. What do you recommend? I just slap some coconut oil on my skin.
A couple things, but let me back up. Have you ever swam in a chlorine-free pool, or what they call chlorine-free?
I have been wanting to swim in a saltwater pool because even though I know that there is chlorine or it breaks down into chlorine or something, like you mentioned, I've heard it feels really good. Have you?
Yeah. Being in Florida, we all have pools. And if you have a pool built in the last handful of years, they're all made that way now. And I like it because chlorine used to burn your eyes. And so with this, well, it does convert it to chlorine. It's a lot gentler. So it doesn't dry out your skin as much. Mm. It doesn't burn the eyes. Definitely a lot more enjoyable to swim in. And so, but when you jump out, whether you have dry skin just because of the sun or whatever reason you're facing dry skin, soaking in the water isn't necessarily hydrating the skin. You'll notice your skin becomes wrinkled, and that's the dead skin cells absorbing that water, but it's not hydrating deeply. So you want to use a moisturizer. You know, coconut oil we've talked about. I like things that mimic more the skin's structure, like sebum, like a squalene. You can get an olive derived or fermented sugar. And now it mimics the sebum your body naturally has that locks in moisture. The other trick is kind of towel off just a little bit so you're not dripping wet, but leave the body a little wet, a little damp. And then massage in, whether it's this oil or one of your favorite body lotions. And what it's going to do is mix with it and combine that extra moisture and help seal that in as well. And so it can help soothe the skin. Do it over your feet, your elbows, you know, anywhere you've got dry skin, and you're going to see great, great results.
Oh, that is good. Yeah, you know, it's funny. And we talked about this before, but my mom used to tell me when I was a kid that if you or a teen, if you leave the water on your skin, it's good for your skin. She totally had that backwards.
Correct.
She thought that it was moisturizing.
Not at all. Not at all. It can actually dry out the skin or cause harm. Shame on mom. No, back then people believed it. And they also, let's face it, I know my sisters. Yeah, but people used to rub Crisco and mineral oil on their bodies and lay out in the sun because they thought the tan was nice. And now we find all the skin cancer problems.
Baby oil. Yes. Oh, my God. You know, my arms could be a public service announcement, David, for people who don't want to wear, no, really, who don't want to wear sunscreen. Like, I'm just, you know, it's really tough because back then we wasn't really the way it is now. I mean, my daughter squirms and makes a fuss when I put her sunscreen on. And I say, honey, look at my arms and just put on your sunscreen.
Wait, it's funny. The grass is always greener in other countries. Well, in some of the Asian countries, you know, my wife's Filipino, they want to look pale. And they want to look, the lighter the skin, the better. Over here, we want to look darker. And so we used to rub baby oil or mineral oil and then lay out in the sun. Some people still do. We had the indoor tanning market for how many years before they realized there's the dangers there. And so, you know, it's the grass always greener. At the end of the day, having healthy skin is the key. And having moisturized skin. And if you've had damage from the skin, use something with a strong antioxidant like vitamin C. Vitamin C products, vitamin C lotions, serums are great for those with sun damage. And that was some of the original studies by Dr. Pennell up at Duke University, was how to reverse some of the damage from the sun and skin cancer from vitamin C. So definitely something I strongly believe taking internally as well as topically.
Oh, great. Great. Well, you know, we should talk about, I know we're just about out of time, but I have one quick question. Is it you need to wash that chlorine out every time, right? Even though people can say, yes, we don't want to shower too much, it dries out your skin. Okay, that's it. I
definitely would, but use a liquid body wash because soap dries the skin. That's a whole other conversation. And use a shampoo. Yes. Definitely get all the dangerous chemicals out of there and clean your skin, and then follow with a moisturizer, and especially one with vitamin C. And yes, I know we're running out of time. I'm David Pollack, your beauty guru, with my co-host, the health expert, Lisa Davis. And remember, if you've got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
The preceding show was produced by the Gab Radio Network. For more information about the services we provide, visit GabRadioNetwork.com.